This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Sunrise, Cajun style, that's Clarence Gatemouth Brown and a track taken from the album Okie Dokie Stomp. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues on FM across the coasts of Spain on Talk Radio Europe and of course as an MP3 podcast. This is the last of the programmes in the can because my last weekend in Central America in Belize, next week we're back in the studios on the houseboat on the Thames. And when I was putting the show together for this particular programme, I was sitting on the floor with my all the records and all the CDs in the racks in front of me. And I was looking through and it suddenly occurred to me that on this second show of 2010 that how in 2009 we lost so many good friends, both family and friends, who passed away last year. And one of them was a DJ on BFBS called Stephen Withers. He was a really great, funny man. The stories of Stephen are legion, and perhaps one day I might share a few with you. But one of the things, one of the shows he did on BFBS was called Fine Pairs. And I was looking at Clarence Gatemouth Brown, and it was right next door, Cheek by Jowl with Ollie Brown. And I thought, ah, oh, that's an idea for a show. Fine Pairs. Let's put two artists with the same name side by side all the way through the programme. Originally done by Huddy Ledbetter, Leadbelly, way, way back in the 30s, in a very different style too, but that is more in the style of a band called, what were they called, Black Betty? I forgot it now, but a band who actually had a hit with that in the early 70s in the UK. Ollie Brown, taken from his album which came out last year, Open Road. Last year was a really good year for Ollie. His profile got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it would seem that 2010 is going to be good for him too, and it'd be nice to have him back to the studio here as well, but there he is with Black Betty from the album Open Road. So, in tribute to Stephen Withers, Fine Pairs. Two artists side by side, always with the same surname. So if we move now from Brown, let's move to John, shall we? And here's Little Willie John, taken from the CD, a compilation of his work with the King record label, 61 to 63. The CD is called Heaven All Around Me, and here is a track which is called Bill Bailey.
Nothing but a fine to go. Well, I know it's a shame, and I'm the little fella that you gotta blame. Well, baby, won't you please come on home? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Come on home, yeah.
Very different version performed there in 60s style on King Records, and Little Willie John from the album Heaven All Around Me. It's Ace Records, 24 great tracks, superbly annotated inside with, I think it's about a 20-odd page sleeve notes and things. Great stuff indeed. And Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home, performed, of course, I suppose it was originally a jazz number, I guess, back in the 1920s. Okay, you're thinking now, hang on a minute, I know Raven pretty well. If we've got somebody with a surname John, and he's going to be paired with somebody else with a surname John, it's bound to be Dr. John.
know life is a one-way ticket. Ain't no second time around. You know life is a one-way ticket. Ain't no second time around. Better get all you can out of line before you 6 feet in the ground. When you get your hands on some money, better buy everything you could. When you get your hands on some money, better buy everything you could. When you're 6 feet in the dirt, all the money in the world ain't gonna do you no good. Some of y'all people believe in reincarnation. I believe when you're dead, you're done. Some of y'all people believe in reincarnation. I swear, believe when you're dead, you're done. I've been from here to eternity trying to find my little place in the sun. Yeah, flowers all around, but you won't be able to smell them. Have something to say, and you won't be able to tell them. Rather be a poor man live today than to be a rich man laid out in a grave.
Thing you hang on to for 2010, it's those final words from Dr. John there. Life's a one-way ticket, and I've never seen an armoured car follow a funeral yet. Life is for the living and for the grabbing by the neck right now. This is The Raven and the Blues. We're doing our fine pairs in tribute to Stephen Withers and all the other good friends and family who passed away through the course of 2009. Well, we've done the Johns and we've done the Browns. Shall we move to the Kings now? And let's have Albert King. Really great guitarist. Let's go back to Stax Records, 1972. Now, Stax Records, by before 1968, really, were, or middle 60s, were very much a blues and rhythm and blues, strong rhythm and blues label, but gradually they went more and more into blues and soul. And by 1972, they were a bit twixt and tween, really, didn't know what to do. But with Albert King, they did allow him the complete freedom and didn't force him down a road so much. In those days, of course, if you're old enough to remember, singles could only be so long. and so therefore you had to have parts one and two. But a rare treat here, Joined Together, is a single from 1972 and also from the album Albert King, and I'll play the blues for you, parts one and two together.
You feel real hurt. Come on over to the place where I was, and all your loneliness I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues. Come on in. You might run across, yeah, some of your old friends. All your loneliness I've got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. And loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing some good people's mind, you know? But you can't do that. This is a big world. This is a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No, no, no. Disregard that. That's okay. That's the most important thing. I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. Uh-huh. Ooh-wee, that's groovy, ain't it? I'll play the blues for you. I ain't got no big name. Oh, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues. All your loneliness I've tried to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Excuse me. We'll be right back.
vibrato and sustain as well, Albert King. The rhythm there, the percussion was all done by the Barquets. The horns were, of course, the Memphis horns, recorded in Memphis in 1972. The album I'll Play the Blues for You, and Albert King is part of our fine pairs. If I'm playing Albert King, yeah, you're a pretty good guess on who my other king might be.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, wherever you'd lead me, I would surely follow. Girl, you put me through some pain and misery. Now you're standing at my doorstep, telling me how much you need me, baby.
Nobody's home.
Ain't nobody home.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's home.
Ain't nobody home.
How many times I beg you to come home? Said to let me alone. No more mountain tears. I saw you when you walked away.
Somebody else to hurt, baby.
guitar center stage, B.B. King on keyboards, on your left-hand speaker or your left-hand earphones, D'Angelo, also D'Angelo on backup vocals as well, and some vocals along the way. That was when he was just really becoming quite well-known before working with Lauryn Hill and things, and that's taken from the album Juices Wild as part of our Fine Pairs, Raven and Blues. B.B. King there, and that is called An Ain't Nobody Home. Well, we've done the Browns, the Johns, the Kings. Let's go to the Turners now and separate the two Turners by quite a long way. Let's first of all go back to the 1950s. Big Joe Turner from the album Blues on Central Avenue, and here he is with Dog in a Dog. So sad in a way that Big Joe Turner, his name is almost forgotten, as he is the founder of rock and roll in so many ways. He was in the Carnegie Hall with Count Basie way back in the late 1930s, but importantly, in the 1950s, where this album comes from, Blues on Central Avenue, he was the guy, he actually wrote and performed originally Shake, Rattle and Roll, which Bill Haley took and made into a white guy's version, which of course was the huge success. Elvis Presley did some tracks from him as well, or some words from him as well in some of his early recordings, but really therefore the founding father of rock and roll, but never got the claim he deserved. But Big Joe Turner, Blues on Central Avenue, a great album, 20-odd tracks all in a similar vein, and that's called Dog in the Dog. Okay, staying with the Fine Pairs, from the Turners we now move to the current day, and from a couple of years ago, his album on Northern Blues, the Turner Diaries, is Eddie Turner and a track called Dangerous.
Real McCoy, I can talk.
Guy that produced the album laid a lot of influence onto it too. Eddie Turner is the artist. The album is called The Turner Diaries, came out some 3 or 4 years ago, and produced by Kenny Passarelli. And if that name doesn't ring any bells, just think of Joe Walsh and Rocky Mountain Way. He was in the band The Barnstorm there, and a very fine bassist, but added lots of influence on that particular album. Anyway, so this is part of our fine pairs, the two Turners, Big Joe and Eddie. So far so good. It's been alphabetical kind of until now. All of a sudden and we've gone from the T's back to the S's. And let us have a couple of S's side by side with the same surname, and that's Slim, starting off with Memphis Slim, going back to the 1940s. Great, great recording. Actually, this was recorded in the 1960s here in UK, with Alexis Corner on guitar, Stan Grieg on drums, and Memphis himself on piano and vocals. Lovely, lovely, sparse recording, and this is a track called Got a Little Old Mama.
Tell you how old these blues are. Because the first man I heard do was really my favorite singer and player. Although, as you know, I was influenced by the one and only Roosevelt Sight, the Honey Dripper. But before I knew Roosevelt, that was a man that I really loved to hear play the blues on piano and guitar. His name was Peter Chapman. He was my father. First number I remember when something like this, and how I like it. Sun gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun gonna shine. Thank you.
Oh, isn't that lovely? That's so sad. It stops exactly where it does there. Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. Alexis Corner on guitar. Stan Grieg on drums in the City of London studios 50 years ago. July the 14th, 1960. Great stuff indeed. A track written by his father and got a little old mama, Memphis Slim. Staying with the Slims, and here is much more current from the album which was released about 2 months ago, roughly. Watermelon Slim, the Escape from the Chicken Coop CD. And here he is with Caterpillar Wine. Strange in a way. Here in the UK, we've got some pretty big trucks on our motorways, freeways, as you might want to call them in the States. They're not quite as big as the biggest ones you have in America, but they're pretty big, and they come across from the continent too. But somehow it just doesn't seem as romantic as it does being a truck driver in the States. Taken from the album, which came out towards the end of last year, Escape from the Chicken Coop, Watermelon Slim, and a track called Caterpillar Wine. Okay, on the Raven and the Blues, we're doing our Fine Pairs, mixture of artists all with the same surname. We got as far as T and started going backwards to the Slims, and now let's go way, way back to the Jameses. And another new album which came out towards the end of last year from Samuel James. The CD was called For Rosa, Maeve and Noreen. And here he is with a track with such a wonderful title, I've Had It Up to Here.
Well, if I don't see you in an hour's time, baby, I'll be down that old fishing hole. I said, if I don't see you in an hour's time, baby, I'll be down that old fishing hole. But if it gets too much later than that now, please come bring me home. Well, if it goes 2 hours, pretty baby, and I don't see you like I oughta, I said, if it goes 2 hours, baby, and I don't see you like I oughta, well, I guess I'll drop that little boat right down in the water. Well, if it goes 3 hours, baby, starts moving up into 4. I said, if it goes 3 hours, mama, starts moving on up into 4. Well, I guess I'll roll that little boat a little bit further from shore. Sure I will.
Walking the sea. striving in vain to right the wrong. That's why the fury was so strong. Hoping upon the shore alone, saved it to be. And they saw Jesus while dismayed, him unto whom they looked for aid. He said, it is I, be not afraid, I'm walking the sea. Yes, I'm walking the sea.
The stormy sea.
Yes, I'm walking the sea.
Walking the golden sea.
Jesus and I, he came unto them. Just walking the sea.
Yes, walking the sea.
Walking the sea.
Walking the stormy sea.
He's walking the.
Walking the rolling sea.
Jesus and I, he came unto them. Walking the sea.
Walking the sea.
Now when I noise is done, the battle is fought and the victory is won, then he will say, my child, well done. Then will I be the Lamb of Calvary, Jesus who died upon the tree, one who will never more to be, walking the sea. Yes, walking the sea.
Walking the stormy sea.
Yes, walking the.
Walking the golden sea.
Jesus at night, he came unto them. Just walking the sea.
Yes, walking the sea.
Just walking the sea.
He's
walking the sea.
Walking the rolling sea.
Jesus and I, he came on to him.
Walking the sea. Yes, walking the sea.
Wonderful gospel. Skip James from the studio sessions of 1967, recorded a couple of years before he died. He was only in his middle 60s when he died, and that's Walking the Sea. Amazing. You probably know the story if you're a blues fan, but basically he wrote things like Hard Time Killing for Blues and so on, and influenced lots of people posts it, but he had 20 years away from the business, basically from the 1940s through into the middle 60s. He disappeared and then just came back and then kind of started all over again, and that's recording, as I say, towards the end of his life. I think in New York, I guess, the recording was made, and that's Walking the Sea. And before that, his namesake, Samuel James, from the new CD for Rosa, Maeve and Noreen, and a track called I've Haddock Up to Here. Lovely track indeed. Okay, almost coming to the end of our fine pairs in tribute to Stephen Withers, BFBS presenter, and all the other BFBS folk who passed away last year, and my brother-in-law who also passed last year as well. And we're going to close with how we started, really, with the Browns. We started with Clarence Gatemouth Brown, then Ollie Brown. Let's do the same again the other end and start with somebody, again, quite old in the Brown era, going back to the 1940s. And here's Charles Brown with, from the album Trouble Blues, it's a track called In the Evening.
In the evening, in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down, in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down, ain't it lonesome, ain't it lonesome, when your lover's not around, when the sun goes down. Last night I lay sleeping, I was thinking to myself. Last night I lay sleeping, I was thinking to myself. Ain't it hard, ain't it hard, to love someone when they love somebody else, when the sun goes down. Thank you. sun goes down. Cause nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love when the sun goes down.
Ray Charles, isn't it? The nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love. But there's Charles Brown from Trouble Blues, and that is called In the Evening. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I'm back to normal. As of next week, I'm back in the studio picking up all the emails. And so if you've written to me over the last 4 or 5 weeks, the reason why you haven't had a reply is I've been kind of out of contact. And I'll tell you all about that in 7 days' time. If you'd like to drop me an email, it's very simple. It's dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj. And look for the links to the Raven and the Blues page. And there you will see all the tracks on this week's show, all the previous weeks, all the music going back some 5.5 years now. It's quite an archive, really. I only hope Libsyn keep on going. But anyway, wherever you are in the world, hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. We've had fine pairs, matching pairs of artists all the way through. We started with the Browns, we're finishing with the Browns. And so from Charles from the 1940s to the present day. And from Estonia, Bullfrog Brown from their last album, 12 Live Warthogs. Here they are with Feed the Habit. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Said when I woke up in this morning, didn't have no cigarette. Said well, the time to feed the habit made me moan and pray. Oh well, the people trying to tell me, said I'm a craver bound. Well, if I don't catch smoke somehow, how'd I just stay anyhow? Well, it was time to feed the habit and maybe moan and pray. Cigarette. Well, it was time to feed the habit.